Discover Europe in a whole new way with Phil Hoffman Travel and APT. Experience Europe in 2025 on board APT's brand new next generation luxury river ships with dreamy destinations on your doorstep. Book your 15-day all-inclusive Magnificent Europe luxury river cruise today and save up to $2,000 per couple with flights included from just $8,495 per person twin share. T's and C's apply. Phil Hoffman Travel, pht.com.au.
Local, topical, fun. This is 5AA Nights with Leif Forrest.
And you know, it's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, which means it is time to talk travel. Not just travel with anyone, though. We're talking travel with a man who, for over 30 years, he and his team have been creating moments that you'll never forget. And some of those moments across the weekend at Gather Round. pht.com.au. Phil Hoffman, lovely to see you as always. Welcome.
Leif, always nice to be here on a Tuesday night.
And how good was the weekend for Adelaide?
It makes you feel very proud of South Australia and what we do and how we did it. And, that's the second one now. And as I said, each year you get prouder of it was like when I went to the Olympic Games, you know, when I was, Olympic Games in Sydney, you know, we were nervous about it. And then when they pulled it off, you go, how good was Australia?
Yep.
And it's exactly how I feel about the same thing about South Australia. And I think the other great thing about it was listening to all the footballers that were interviewed during the whole weekend, how they spoke great things about Adelaide, mm-hmm. how they experienced great things in Adelaide and the surrounding areas and the surrounding regions. That's what I liked, was this positivity about Adelaide. But, you know, when you saw the crowds and all the different Guernseys on, you know, people walking down Glenelg and Somerton and that, you know, just experiencing, you know, South Australia. And I think, you know, it's just a huge success, a huge branding for South Australia and all our regions. And let's bring it on again for next year and let's keep it coming.
It was like the Melbourne Cup every day. There were little gigs everywhere. I went to Carlton training on Friday. I may as well have parked at your work because I could not get anywhere near Glenelg Oval. There were thousands of people there, but we had a great time. We got not one but two special guests.
We have
on the
tonight,
show
so
tonight.
It's a very busy night. And we're going to be talking to, first of all, we've got Anthony Flores from Grand Pacific Tours.
Yes, we'll get to Anthony in 1 second. We also have Mel Cross here from Celebrity Cruises. Mel's going to sit here while we're talking to Anthony, but I thought it rude if we just don't.
Absolutely. And she's been working her tail off today because we had Celebrity Edge in today and it's here. And I think it's left tonight to go to Kangaroo Island. So it's going to Kangaroo Island tomorrow. On and then on to Tassie, back to Sydney, and then it goes all the way up to Alaska for the Alaskan season up there in the summer for Alaska. So, and this is a beautiful ship that Mel's going to tell us a lot more about.
Steve Monteghetti, Adam Goods, Mel Cross. That's what they say, the three biggest exports out of Ballarat. Mel, lovely to see you. We'll speak to you in just 1 second. But let's talk about it, Phil, because as you mentioned, Anthony Flores from Grand Pacific Touring. What a great business. What a great way for people to travel.
It is. And these guys own New Zealand. So, Anthony, welcome.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Anthony, tell us all about Grand Pacific Tours because, you know, some of our listeners would know. But just before I start, can I tell you that one of our senior consultants rang me this afternoon because she knew I was interviewing with you today, and she said one of her top clients have just come back with Grand Pacific Tours. They've done probably 30 trips with us, and they said they've been away with Grand Pacific with the Ultimate Touring, and it says one of the best trips they've ever done. And they've been, these guys have been all around the world, and they said, I can mention their first names, but I'm not allowed to mention their surnames, but Peter and Lorraine, and they just said a fantastic trip that, you know, Krista Book, our Krista, from Victor Harbour Office, but she just said the touring and the driver, the guide, you know, as a driver as well, was just fabulous. And they just said they saw the best of New Zealand, but the way to do it, that Ultimate Touring, Anthony, was, you know, just fantastic. So that was the feedback this afternoon before I even got into the station today.
Oh, terrific. And that we love to hear that. And I would say I'm surprised that I'm not, because I get that feedback every day. I'm talking to agents all the time. And, you know, one of the great things about our company is we specialise in New Zealand. It's all we do. We're really passionate about it from our owner and our management, and it feeds right down to the people on the ground who run the tours. So I'm not surprised, because I get that feedback all the time, but it's certainly something I don't get sick of hearing. It's great to hear our clients come back and have that feedback. And you're right, the Ultimate Coach and the Signature Coach, that's really our specialty. with Grand Pacific, having been around for 28 years, and we're continuing to evolve, and that really is our specialty, is that luxury, mid-size and small-size coach touring.
Anthony, tell us the difference, the slim difference between ultimate small group touring and signature middle-size group touring, because they're close, but there's just a couple of differences that just make that the little difference there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, first thing I understand is we fit full-size coaches. So the coaches are actually built to take 48 seats, but with our ultimate coach, we only put 20 seats in it. So what that means to our guests on board is it's super, super comfortable. We've got great mod cons, really great features, little tray tables at the side, lots of room. You can connect all your devices up. We have an average 4.5-star accommodation with these coaches. So really great standard accommodation in really good locations. We've got super professional coach captains, which you've already mentioned that your clients had a great experience on. And then with our signature coaches, these have a maximum seating of 32. So where the ultimate has a configuration of two separate rows with an aisle down the middle, this will have two lots of seating on one side and then one lots of seating on the other side. With the signature, we have an average of 4-star accommodation, so it's still super comfortable, still really well located, and we have our coach captain and our tour leaders because we've got a few more people on board to handle.
And I've met a lot of those coach captains at your functions that I've been to, Anthony, and they've been with you a long time, so they've got that unique experience of, you know, not only the destination but how to look after our clients, and that's what we love. And as I said, I heard that comment today. They had a female coach operator, and they said she was just one of the best they've ever come across in all their times travelling. So, yeah, as again, excellent feedback. Anthony, tell us about the 19-day rail, cruise and coach, because that I love when there's a combination of rail, cruise, coach and everything else. We do it with Canada, Alaska, and it's so popular, and you're doing it with probably a destination that matches Canada, Alaska in terms of beauty and everything else. Tell us about that one and where it covers.
Yeah, so this is really, I guess, it encompasses all the major highlights in New Zealand. It really is a flagship tour for us. It's available in both styles, the Ultimate and the Signature, but it's really working its way across both islands and, a few different transportation types. So with this particular tour on the North Island, you'll cover off on the Bay of Islands, you'll do Auckland, and you'll do the Glenbrook Vintage Railway, which is a steam railway just south of Auckland. It'll head down, and as you head further down on the North Island, you'll end up in Wellington, where you'll do the ferry crossing in Picton. Once you do the crossing there, you'll do the Coastal Pacific Rail, so that's another major rail journey of that one. And that one heads down to Picton, goes through the Marlborough wine region, which is quite a stunning region in New Zealand. Everywhere's stunning, but that's a particular favourite. And then with this one, you'll head down, and one of the unique features of this tour is it actually does an overnight cruise. So on the Signature, it does a Milford Sound overnight, and on the Ultimate, it'll do a Doubtful Sound overnight. So whereas, most of the tours, you'll just get an afternoon cruise in that Fiordland National Park of Milford Sound. This one, you'll actually get an overnight on the Fiordland Navigator, which is a real highlight of this particular trip and one that's quite unique. So it's going to mean that they're going to get an amazing experience.
Now, Anthony, in one of your packages there, you give a touring jacket. Now, our people got it and said it was just a brilliant jacket, and they were very proudly wearing these, Grand Pacific touring jackets. And I haven't seen them, but they said they were outstanding.
Yeah, they're super popular, and they're something that typically the clients would need to buy prior to going on the tour. And what tends to happen is those who don't buy them, feel a bit left out. But the good thing is, with you guys running promotion, where if they book, and you'll mention the upcoming event, but if they do book it, that will actually give them a jacket as well as a cap, actually. So,
well, these people must have got it because the other people said, how come you've got a beautiful jacket on?
Oh,
they said,
yeah.
Oh, because we booked through Phil Hoffman Travel.
All about
I love the free advertising. So thank you, Anthony.
It's one of our platinum partners. That's a benefit of booking through Phil Hoffman. So, just a little perk there.
Now, Anthony, we've got a great event on for New Zealand coming up on next Tuesday night, the 16th of April. And will you be there or one of your people there on the Grand, talking on Grand Pacific?
I will be there, yes. Great. I'll be there and look forward to meeting some of your clients and look forward to really going a little bit more in depth and talking about all things Grand Pacific and New Zealand.
Great. That'll be great because we've got a good numbers coming and it'll be nice for you to be able to highlight some of these things we're talking about because you've also got some good savings here up to $750 per couple, as well as getting the jacket and that. So there's some great offers coming up. But, Leith, having them, the suppliers there, it's just going to be great because people can ask all the little questions. You know, we don't get a time on a radio program to go through those intricacies, but they'll be able to sort of talk to people like Anthony and that, look at the itineraries and get a good feel about it. But New Zealand has always been popular with Aussies.
Yeah.
It's only 4.5 hours, five hours.
Paradise on your doorstep.
We've got the direct flights, and got good airfares as well at the moment. So, Anthony, I just want to say thank you for being available tonight to talk to us, but looking forward to meeting you on next Tuesday night on the 16th at Glenelg when we're talking all things about New Zealand and certainly Grand Pacific because, as I said, when I heard those comments today from, clients that have travelled the world and to most places in the world, to hear that their comments about, Grand Pacific, it's just that's the nice thing when you're using good suppliers, Leith, and I keep saying it all the time.
Yep.
It makes us, look much better because, we're using the best and Grand Pacific New Zealand is one of the best. So thank you, Anthony. Thanks for being on with us tonight.
My pleasure. Yeah, we're always happy to talk about all things New Zealand and Grand Pacific and look forward to meeting you and your clients next week.
Thanks, Anthony.
Good on you, Anthony. Thank you for that. Phil would like a jacket if you go past the servo. Just a couple of pinky bars if you like. That'd be amazing. Thank you, Anthony. Great to speak. Beautiful about New Zealand. So well done. Make sure you ask about it. So it's Tuesday, the 16th of April, Skydeck at Glenelg. Spots available if people get on the website.
Absolutely. Are you pretty full? Absolutely.
Right. PHT.com.au.
And can I just mention before we talk to Mel about celebrity is that Peter Williams launched Canada Alaska for 2025 last night at the Akaba. Tonight he's been out at Modbury and we've got seminars nearly all tomorrow at Sky Deck, both in the morning and the evening, and then other places on, if you go onto events, pht.com, you'll see where we're at. But the take up for next year already.
Excellent.
We were talking about European River Cruising last week and now Canada Alaska for 2025, and I know your ship's going up to Alaska as it leaves Australia. It's certainly in demand, and as I said, we've started all the seminars and the good offers for people if they want to book now early to get on and not miss out for next year.
More events than Gather Round, Peter Williams at the moment, which is terrific. Mel Cross is the unofficial mayoress of Ballarat. She is also the strategic sales manager of Celebrity Cruises. Officially, welcome, Mel. Lovely to have you here. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Mel, you had a big day down at Outer Harbour with the Celebrity Edge, and I believe it's the first time it's been into South Australian waters.
Correct. It's inaugural. So we had a fantastic day with around 90 agents on board to tour the ship. We had a lovely lunch and it was a very busy day.
We should tell people, Phil, the Edge. What would the Edge of the Edge?
It is the Edge of the Edge. So the Edge is a series of our newest cruise ships that we have in the market. So we've got Celebrity Edge, which was the first of the series. We've then got her sister ships, Apex, Ascent and Beyond, and they're all around the world. So if the Edge class ship is something that ticks all your boxes when you look at something with the amenities when you come to cruising, we've got some in Europe, in Alaska, the Caribbean, they're all over the world. Yeah. So it's fantastic.
I went on the Edge when it was first launched out of Fort Lauderdale, and you build a new terminal to accommodate a new Edge, the new ship. But I've got to say, it was something special. The dining was unbelievable, the different range of dining. Just tell the listeners a little bit about the alternate dining you have as well as the main dining areas that people can make a choice at, which are included, the others the extra, but they were just out of this world.
The culinary experiences on board is something that we are really proud of. of. You can really dine in a different restaurant every evening, which is fantastic. Some of the specialty dining that we have on board, we've got really interactive experiences like Le Petit Chef, which is a 3D engaging dining experiences where you've got a projector in the roof and it tells a little story and it creates the meal in front of you, and then that waiter will literally be right behind and place that meal in front
of
you.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And so to do that on a cruise ship, it's one of those experiences.
It's mind-blowing. Yay. It's mind-blowing.
They get on board and they go, oh my gosh, you can do that on board. And they have a fantastic experience. And the inclusions, our main dining room. So instead of having the one large grand dining room, we've got four little more intimate exclusive little areas which have their own cuisine, look and feel, and it's just a fantastic place.
So Phil came to us, Mel, and he said, I'm going on this ship and I'm going to eat outside the ship. And we said, what do you mean? He said, I'm literally going to be on the outside of the ship. And by the way, it goes up and we thought, mate, he's had a couple of drinks. Or it's
yeah,
I mean, that alone would just draw people to your ship.
Yeah, so that's called our Dinner on the Edge experience. And the Edge being so unique with its magic carpet, cantilevered off the side of the ship, it's one of those unique experiences that we do offer to our guests on board. And for those perfect weather nights, the captain will bring the magic carpet all the way up to deck 16, and it's that outdoor dining alfresco experience literally on the edge of the ship, and it's a fantastic experience, definitely one for the bucket list.
Yeah, I just was blown away. Tell us about some of the other years, like you've got certain areas that people can sort of have special benefits, you know, where they're not with the rest of the
crew.
They're sort of a little bit away, but they've got these wonderful experiences where they can eat and they swim and all the rest of
So we've got our beautiful retreat product, which is a product that's offered to all of our guests that book a suite, and they're exclusive areas that they get access to. So they've got the beautiful sun deck where they've got their own private pool, lounge chairs, bar. We've also got Lumine, which is across our whole fleet, which is exclusive for our suite guests, which is fine dining experiences, which again is just so luxurious. You have to take a step back to go, okay, I'm in the middle of the ocean having this wonderful, incredible experience. And so the retreat is a fantastic offering for those guests that are looking for a really beautiful and luxurious experience.
The other one that blew everyone's mind today was the Eden.
Oh, the Eden,
which is at the back of the ship. Explain Eden to us, because it's built over three areas of an entertainment and eating. And
it evolves of an evening. One of my favourite locations is at the lift well at deck five, and you go, okay, everyone get your phones out, because you've got to walk through to the Garden of Eden, and it's this really dark and moody and mysterious place. And then you walk into all of this light, because it spans across three decks and it's all glass and it's just fantastic. And so that's an area where guests can sort of hide and find their little corner to take a book or their Sudoku or quiz for the day. But there's also a beautiful restaurant at the very lower deck, which is just an incredible experience.
I swear I saw people from Circus de Lay there doing shows there in front of us.
Evening.
I mean, this is the sort of thing that I don't think, you know, a lot of people understand how advanced, you know, some of these cruise ships are in what they're doing and offering entertainment, food and the whole experience, as well as the destination. But what blew me away after being on Celebrity Edge was I was told by celebrity people that they have an innovation centre in, it's in Miami or Fort Lauderdale?
In Miami. Yeah.
Over 50 or 60 people working there, creatively working on the next design of the next series of ships. So Edge is a certain series, and they design everything about the Edge, and then as each Edge ships come out, it has something that's different on it, and it keeps extending. Now, you talked about another ship.
I'm convinced this goes on at U Cruise. I'm convinced someone goes, hang on, they've got grass. You know what we're going to do? Our restaurant's going to be on the outside. Well, how are we going to top that? You imagine, like,
well, these guys started with grass,
didn't
you?
We did.
Celebrity Solstice when it used to come in.
And then all of a sudden you go, hang on, they've got, you know, they've got this and they've got that. Well, you know what we're going to have? We're going to have this Garden of Eden and we'll do this. And so imagine that room. Like, there would be a whiteboard and people would just be spitballing ideas thinking that could never happen. And now you're doing it.
You'll have to keep up to date on our socials, because we are launching Celebrity XL, which will be the fifth and final of the Edge class. And there's going to be some new surprises that haven't traditionally been offered on the previous Edge series ships. So more to come for 25 on that one.
Now, tell me, Mel, what's your favourite spot on the ship in terms of whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a bar or Garden of Eden or Eden?
I love a martini. So the martini bar is, it's got my heart. The bartenders, the way they interact with all of the guests on board, they do flair shows throughout the day and of an evening. So you could order your drink and the bartender goes, oh, okay, I've got to make five or six martinis. So instead of sort of doing one after another, he'll pour all six at one time. And it's just a beautiful theatrical show that they engage all the guests with. It's a show within a show in the sense of you get a beautiful martini made at the end. So a French martini is my favourite go-to.
You know you don't have to go anywhere now with these ships. You could actually just sit in dock and not actually, but that's
absolutely,
the bonus. Oh, by the way, you're going to paradise. No, I'm happy just to sit here. Yeah. You just drop anchor
that's
and
what,
we're fine.
That's what my wife saw when she saw Iconic of the Sea. She said, you just sit there at the wharf and just go through all the restaurants and all the entertainment. She'll be very happy.
Where do you travel to? No, we don't travel anywhere. We're just going to sit here and be happy.
So Celebrity Edge leaves, has left tonight at 8 o'clock. Did it leave tonight at 8 o'clock?
Gone to Kangaroo Island tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Kangaroo Island's people away. You know, I mean, it's had some big ships over there, but yeah, having Celebrity Edge. How many passengers all up? 2,900?
2,900. And Kangaroo Island's really special because it's an opportunity for the guests to experience our tendering process with the magic carpet. So they'll lower, that magic carpet down to deck two.
Cool.
And our tender launches will hook up to it. And it's such a seamless process when it comes to tendering with the magic carpet. So I'm excited for our guests to experience that tomorrow.
And then on to Tassie.
And then we're heading to Hobart on Friday. And then back up to Sydney for one last turn day, and she starts her journey across to Honolulu, and then we'll commence her Alaska season.
And she'll be up here from, say, May till September.
The end of September, correct.
Yeah. They follow the sun, Leith. That's the quickest way, you know, to know where the seasons are, and then they move forward and back. And then she's come. Tell us about 25, 26, because I believe you know, we're talking. Your big boss was talking today to the group about 25 coming back to Australia.
We're so excited to have her come back for 25, 26. So early October, she will return that journey from Honolulu through Tahiti, which will just be a stunning itinerary.
I could cast away on that. I'm happy to.
I keep telling my staff and I keep telling all my listeners and clients, one of the great trips I think you can do is when a ship's repositioning back to a destination. So fly to Honolulu, have a couple of days in Honolulu, jump on Celebrity and come all the way through the Hawaiian Islands and the Tahitian Islands.
All of your shopping.
And then arrive back in Sydney, you know, and same when it goes back it's just the way to do it because you get that extended journey, that extended cruise, and it's generally very affordable because they to fill the ship up for people coming out because they don't want the ship to come out empty.
Of course,
so they put very attractive prices, and so I think it's a great way.
You have my wife at shopping, by the way.
You don't have to deal with the airline luggage limits coming back. Sold.
Should have put 10 coats on them.
She returns in October, and we've got a fantastic range of itineraries, some really short stays from 3 to 4 nights. So we call them our taste of luxury cruising. So fantastic for those clients that may be new to cruise or new to the brand and would love to give it the Edge a go. Mm-hmm. We've also got some fantastic New Zealand and Great Barrier Reef, and also our Australian wine itineraries, which are the ones where we come down to the Adelaide and Kangaroo region.
Fantastic. So there was something I was going to ask you about. What other destinations do Celebrity Cruises? You mentioned that, you know, Caribbean is very popular with one of the Edge ships. Mediterranean.
We've got two Edge class ships in the Mediterranean. Yep. So we're going to have Apex and Ascent. We've also got our Solstice and Millennium class ships all around the world. But another really hot destination is Asia. Japan, Singapore,
through
Hong
the roof.
Kong.
Japan is gone. So which ship is up in Japan?
So we've got Celebrity Millennium in Japan. It's a fantastic 13-night itinerary that covers the circumference of the country and also does South Korea as well. So it's a fantastic way to see the Japan region if it's a new country for
you. That's been refurbished recently, hasn't it?
I noticed
most of your ships that are a little bit older than, say, the Edge series, but they've all been refurbished.
They had a $1 billion refurb before COVID, so the staterooms were stripped right back to their metal interiors and were refurbed to have that same look and feel of Edge. They weren't able to add the magic carpet. Engineering weren't able to sign that one off, but they're beautiful interiors.
Mel, the other question I was going to ask you, If you said to pick the demographic that loves, that you're finding loves Celebrity Edge, I mean, I think everyone would love Celebrity Edge because of what it offers. But if you said, is there a special demographic that fits, you know, Celebrity Edge? Is it a family going on with kids, or, you know, what's the facilities for that sort of, you know, what do you think is fits that?
Definitely multi-gen families or empty nesters that are looking for that more premium luxury product, especially with that retreat with the suites. We can accommodate families, which is fantastic. We've got some fantastic kids clubs and programs on board, but definitely that more 45 plus empty nesters.
What about you're just on a cruise? The whole worries of the world, just, you know, that's not a part of that, is it? You're looking out, you're seeing what's going on the ship, which is amazing, but there's ocean around, you're in a beautiful port, almost like the worries of the world. You just park it for whatever time you're on the ship.
Nothing beats a sea day. I absolutely love a sea day because you can do as much or as little as you want. If you've got a beautiful veranda or suite, you can just take in the endless sea views or see what trivia is being hosted on an afternoon or go to see a Broadway show of an evening. You can really do as little or as much as you would like on a cruise.
And you do have some great shows on board.
Fantastic
you know,
shows.
I mean, it's everything there for everybody.
Yep.
And you know, so that's what I think. The other thing I love is when you sometimes go into a port and you've been to, say, in a port before and you go, everyone rushes off.
Mm.
You go, now it's my ship.
Yeah.
And you walk around there.
You feel like you have the whole place for yourself,
And you go down for lunch or you know, morning tea or whatever, or go to the massage.
Yep.
Or have a hair treatment or whatever. You know, and you think, it's my ship now. Everyone's off. You know,
I love laying on a banana lounge for 5 minutes and then waking up 6 hours later because you just fall asleep. It's amazing. All right, so we can find out more at Phil Hoffman Travel.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we will have all the whole program, the whole range of where all the ships are. And as I said, our staff, I think we had 9 down there today from, and they all came back excited. Mike Clark was on the phone to me immediately to talk to me about, you know, all the things he'd noticed. And he made a comment because, you know, Celebrity Edge is your first one of the new series that came out in 2018. He said, it is in beautiful condition, considering it's been out for, you know, those number of years. And because you always wanted looking and saying, you know, what about the carpet? What about this? But he said it was absolutely spotless and he was blown away with the quality of food and service they had today, just in that experience, which gives the staff to be able to see it, know what they're selling. It makes a big difference. And my daughter's been on, Bianca, our marketing manager's been on, and Stacey's been on. So, we've had a lot of people on Celebrity that know the product and know it well. So,
well done.
Mel, thank you for tonight coming in. We really appreciate it because you got to drive back or fly back tomorrow to Ballarat?
Flying back, yes.
Then back onto Tassie on...
early Friday morning for the flight down to Hobart.
Do you like the weather we put on for you? Just a little bit of Ballarat, 10 degrees?
Stunning.
Mel Cross, Celebrity Cruises Strategic Sales Manager. You mentioned Stacey Fuel. I'll get in trouble if I don't mention the last couple of things on the sheet.
I think they play the tape when I get home next day and they go, well, we gave you all these notes, but you didn't follow it.
It's like a ringmaster in a circus. Cracks a big whip. You have events coming on New Zealand, 16th of April. Next week, that's a Glenelg Skydeck that we spoke about, 6 o'clock. You've got Canada and Alaska. Now, this starts, it's been continuing, but tomorrow you've got 2 at the Skydeck.
Yeah, we've got one at 10:30 with on the Skydeck at Glenelg. We've got at 6 o'clock tomorrow night with the Skydeck, and Peter Williams and the team will be doing presentation on Canalaska, our programs that we've been doing for probably 24, 25 years, Canalaska. It's still one of my favourite programs because, it's a package of cruising, rail, and also a coach and, you know, doing the Rockies and seeing Alaska, 2 wonderful destinations, and getting over and places like Vancouver and that, you know, it's just great places to see. But the Rockies, every day is a new experience. And when you see the Rockies, and we generally between May and September get beautiful weather, see the bears, see the animals there, see the whales, and see Alaska, which is still the frontier of the country over there in Alaska. They still mine for gold, you know, panning for gold and that, you know, it's got everything.
It's like Ballarat. the Vine in Barossa on the 15th and Gawler, the Gawler Arms on the 17th, pht.com.au. Amazing sail fares for Qantas to New Zealand.
Yes, well, you know, talking about New Zealand and talking about doing the tours, some of the fares now that we've got with both Air New Zealand and Qantas, absolutely fantastic. Great fares with Fiji at the moment, going to either to Fiji or onto the States. And as I say, good fares with Air New Zealand. But also we're seeing fares to Europe coming down a little bit.
Yep.
We're seeing some great combination fares with Malaysia and Turkish Airlines that are bringing the business class fares down to very affordable rates. And also, you know, the news that we've got Emirates coming back in October.
Good.
We've got Qatar directly out of Adelaide. We've got Singapore out of Adelaide. They've increased the number of flights out of Adelaide now. So the timing of those flights getting you through to Europe is much better than it was in the past. And same coming back from Europe back into Adelaide.
Excellent.
So that if people don't want to stop in Singapore, come straight through, they can. So, we're excited. And there's so much happening, Leith, and it just keeps getting better and better every day.
Tina from Mitchell Park gets the last question of the night. She says, Phil, any movement on the cruise ships using Port Adelaide as an embarkment port, please? Could that ever happen? Is it all out of harbour? Is Port Adelaide not big enough?
Yeah, no, the river's not big enough to have the big cruise ships there. And it's also handling all the, you know, the passengers getting on and off, and, you know, with all the coaches that you've got to have there. See, you know, today we would have had nearly, you know, 2,700, 2,800 passengers, and you could have had three quarters of them going on tours today out of Adelaide. You've got to have the facilities.
Yes.
But also, it's like when people all get excited about saying, could we have facilities down at Glenelg for, you know, the cruise ships come in at Glenelg? Great, but where do you put all the sort of people, the coaches? Where do you put all the transport for loading cargo on and off as far as the food supplies and that? Because you're feeding 2,000 on these big ships, you're feeding 2,900 people every day.
That's right.
And that's just our clients. I've got all our staff on board.
Yeah, it's staff as well.
Well, that's right. It's half my hometown, like on a ship. That's
but
ridiculous.
Can I say that, and I've said it many times, Outer Harbour handles
it's really good.
Really good, in and out, you know. And people say, oh, yeah, but what about all the new cars stacked there behind? I say, yeah, but hang on. The ships always turn around and they always face going south, you know, so they can go out of very easily, right? And when you look down our coastal views, it is beautiful.
I'm not sure there's a better drive from Outer Harbour.
Absolutely,
down
you know, and, and me driving down there when I'm going down to see people or inspect the ship, driving down there, you know, you get excited because you know the ship's there and you're waiting to, and when you get the first sighting, you go, there it is. You know, it's like driving down to Victor Harbour and seeing the bluff, you know, you say, there's the bluff, or there's Victor Harbour, the drive down, and the same with Outer Harbour. So I think it's a great port, and so as much as people like maybe to change things, you can't please
everybody. It's a bit like driving to Uluru, and I'm going to expect to see it at some stage. How can I not see it because it's so big? And then you see it in the distance. Then you get up closer and you go, how big are these ships? Holy, like how on earth do they do it? Mel, lovely to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so
much.
Well
done. Phil, great
Thanks,
to see
mate.
You as
Pleasure
always.
Be. See you next week.
We will see you next Tuesday to talk more travel with Phil Hoffman. Remember, Phil and his team have been doing it for over 30 years, creating moments that you'll never forget. You could do one of those on the edge. PHT.com.au.